Greetings, welcome to the podcast. This is Pete Lorimer. This week you're going to get to go behind closed doors at PLG Estates in Beverly Hills and hear one of our private meetings as we discuss the ins and outs of Facebook Pixel. Thanks for joining us. Who here, I don't know why I always get the giggles when I say that, I feel like there's an owl in the room. Does anyone here use Facebook Pixel? God bless you. So Facebook Pixel is this. You have a random client driving down the road. I'm gonna do it as a story as opposed, an anecdote. I'm gonna do it as an anecdote rather than as a what it really is. You have a store on the ground floor, car drives by and goes, ooh, I like that shoe shop. You go out and you lob a tracking device, it sticks to their car, they drive home and you go, great, I know where you live now and I know what kind of shoes you like. So I'm gonna send you marketing regarding my shoes. Thanks very much for looking at me. So this is what Facebook Pixel does. What you do with this little piece of Pixel, Facebook Pixel code is, you drop it on every page of your website. If you don't have a website, I'm gonna give you one recommendation. There's a whole gang load of sites we could talk about, Wix and all of these sites. There is one site that I think is far superior to all of the others right now, and that is Squarespace. Squarespace, it's like, how much is it for a site? $5 a month or something? $9 a month. So cheap. The templates are really nice. The graphics are really nice. I would highly recommend Squarespace. So this is how it works. They go on your website, right? You meet them, you go, hey, yeah, go to, you know, PeteLorimer.com or whatever your website is. They go, okay, cool. They go on the website. Bang, you've got them. Then Facebook, that sends a message to Facebook that they've been on your website. Then when they go back on Facebook, their code is dropped into a bucket in Facebook so that you can then begin to market to them. So every person that goes on your website, a piece of code is sent to Facebook, so when that person then next goes on Facebook, you capture them. So the engine is gold. Gold, 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 gold. I highly recommend that everybody sets a Facebook Pixel up now, even if you don't market to it. You want to be collecting people that have expressed an interest in you, right? Because I'm looking at Carrie. Carrie has a special, you have a niche, as well as other real estate, you do kind of luxury short-term rentals, right? And what's the Chic Villas, right? Hidden Chic Villas is your website. Now, over the past year, how many hits do you think you've had on your website? Let's just say 1,000 a month, right? That's 12,000 people that are hitting your website a month, right? Let's trim the fat off of that. 12,000 people, let's say only 20% of them live in LA. Is that 25? Well, let's just call it 2,500, right? 2,500 of them live in the greater Los Angeles area, right? Out of that 2,500 people, the rule of thumb is 5%. Of people do transactions, right? So 2,500 people, what's that? That's 100 plus deals, okay? 100 plus deals of people that you are just now at the moment unaware they're even interested in you. So you would be sending out, not bullshit kind of like, you know, no offense to you, Waleed, but like, you know, market reports and, you know, I love you, babe, but.
Thanks.
Not your stuff, but I'm saying.
Oh, well, I mean, I was just listening to you.
The financial world sending out these things. I mean, I still get them. You know, today's market report. I'm like, oh, really? What year is this? But if you sent out, you know, Carrie's like top three picks of the week for luxury or chic hidden villas in Los Angeles, right? You've got a niche audience that would click on that, right? And then once they do the magic click, you see who they are. You got them. Nails in. Right, so if you're marketing to that 2,500, the bottom line is it will turn into deals. So look at Facebook Pixel as a machine that spits into a bucket all of those people you didn't realize were interested in you, and then you can begin to market to them. What I would recommend is, from if you direct them out of Instagram to your website, right, that you go learn more, click, they go through to your website, boom, Facebook Pixel gets alerted, sends them back to Facebook, so that person that's a mystery right now becomes someone you can market to.
Okay, that's it for the podcast this week. Hopefully some of the mystery of Facebook Pixel was indeed revealed. Don't forget to subscribe and to leave us a comment. I'll have another juicy topic next week. Till next time, see you later.